All righty, let's catch up with Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfield Shire. Now, Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
And we know you're an Essendon girl. Who are you on for the weekend?
Actually, Cats.
Good girl. Correct answer. Go to the top of the class.
It's our second team in the household, part of the family from down that way. So,
good stuff.
When in doubt, we barrack for the Cats.
Lovely to hear. All right, let's talk about the Maryborough Regional Library reopening. Do you need to book? See what I did there? A little book joke for the library.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, we're really excited to be able to reopen the library. That's happening today at 10 a.m. So all those people that have been missing out and only being able to do click and collect, they can come to the library now at 10 o'clock. We're also opening the Denali Library from tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. So normal operating hours with the library. And people who still want to click and collect, though, because they might be vulnerable or, you know, still concerned, they can most certainly keep doing that. We'll be doing that for in the next little while anyway. But all of our children's programming is going to stay online just for the short term, and then we'll start looking at how we might be able to reintroduce that. And we're also not doing our outreach services at the moment to nursing homes and hostels, just again because they're high risk. But really happy for people to start coming and visiting the library.
Yeah, baby steps, but again, you know, back to what we call the COVID normality. So that's good. Now, the VCE Art Design Exhibition, it's on the weekend, but I was seeing there, which I was very interested to read, in its 16th year.
I know, it's a very popular event, and it's fantastic for kids who are doing the VCE art and design as part of their VCE subjects to be able to actually exhibit their work. So we love supporting this every year. And, of course, again, this will be online, so people can go online to have a look at the fantastic work that these students have done. And, again, this year we've got, because of COVID, unfortunately the Maryborough Education Centre aren't able to participate, but the Highview students will have their artworks in the exhibition. So it'll continue through to the 22nd of November. And while I'm talking about it, I just want to wish all those VCE students all the best because they're all starting to get prepared for their exams now.
Yeah, very strange times for them. And we do, like, just a lot of stress. You know, my son's younger than that, but I was just working out. I think he might have had a few days school in about 6 months. You know, it's all been from home. It's just crazy stuff, you know. So
no, and they're not all really, really, you know, coped very well doing it from home, have they? Particularly, I think, some of the boys.
No, I think you're quite right there. And I think sometimes, you know, and my son's certainly a case in point, sometimes needs to be almost forced into a situation where he has to socialise, you know. So, and of course, when you're home on your own, you can't do that. So, anyway. Yes, we wish all the VCE kids all the very, very best. And the Neighbourhood Safer Places reassessed. Tell us about this.
Every year we go back and have a look at our designated Neighbourhood Safer Places, and the CFA also come to review and make sure that everything's in order. So they're the usual locations. They've just been reassessed and redesignated. But it's also a great time for community members to have a look at their own bushfire safety plan, because neighbourhood safer places are a place of last resort. They're the place you go when everything else has failed. They're not evacuation places. They're not a place that you would go and expect to receive much support or services, because they are places of last resort. So it's a great time of year just to remind everybody to look at their own bushfire safety plans and talk to their families about what they would do if there was a bushfire.
And I'm assuming that the details available on the website.
Details available on the website, and there's obviously a spot designated in each of our main towns.
Yep, for sure, and those details all there. Hey, Lucy, as always, thank you very much. Khan the Cats on the weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody enjoys the day off on Friday and a bit more of a celebration day on Saturday with the football.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hopefully, I'm getting to that point now, I've got to start saying, hopefully it's just going to be a great game of footy, no matter who wins. Secretly thinking,
exactly.
Come on, the Cats. Yeah. Thanks, Lucy. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark.